What's up, everybody? Nace Tarantino here, back with another episode of the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. And today, I'm going to talk about addiction and how every single person on the planet is an addict of something or someone, maybe. But let me start with this. To define the word addiction to me, not this isn't from a dictionary, this is me off the top of my head right now, is to have a relationship with something where it turns into something you want, into something you need, to the level that is unhealthy or imbalanced in many cases, where, like, you can have a relationship between two people where one person's addicted to the other one, where the other person is just loving of the other person, and that imbalance between, like, one person being addicted versus one person just loving will create, like, uneven tension. And the same goes for, like, any substance. Now, the substance won't love you. I come at you all with this as, like, I just quit smoking cigarettes, and as, like, reflecting on addiction as a whole. I've been very sick for the past, today was a lot better. Yesterday was pretty tough. And as I got out of my sickness and was, like, reflecting on what I had done, it was just, like, smoking and this, like, not thinking about the foods and, like, how, like, everything really is, like, either medicine or poison. Like, like everything on the planet comes down to, like, those two words. Like, it's either medicine or poison. And even, like, with medicine, like, if you take the wrong medicine at the wrong time or the right medicine at the wrong time, and now your medicine becomes poison. So it's, like, there's almost nothing that, like, basically the only thing you can have that, like, will always be good are, like, sunlight and water. And everything else, like, to a certain extent, it's possible to overdo. And it's really, I'm trying to break life down as small as I possibly can to myself. And it's like everything comes down to addictions, and what you get addicted to is what you become, because we all have passions, and most people who have a passion, they get addicted to what they're doing. Like, whatever it is, they love it. Like, and that's, like, what they do. And addictions, like, I want to say they can be good, but I really believe that we need balance in all areas of life. And, like, doing the same thing day after day and saying that you love it is great, but you need to always be changing things up. Like, it really is the thing that keeps you sharp and the reason that, like, you're capable of performing at any situation that's brought to you. Like, it's like whatever you come across, like, how are you going to be able to react? Like, how sharp is your brain? Like, are you obviously, like, physically capable of, like, doing stuff? But, like, everything really comes down to, like, how your brain functions, and more importantly, how sharp your mind is. It's, like, the most important thing, even before your physical health, is, like, that, like, health of one's mind and, like, where you're putting your attention and energy. And once again, this brings us back to, like, addictions, where it's, like, even if something is good for you, do you have to do it to feel like you're, like, good? Like, I often get myself to the point where I'm addicted to going to the gym, and it's just, like, I have to take breaks just to, like, let my body rest. And it's really hard to break that, like, to break it every time. And then I'm like, all right, well, it's time to get back to it. And I feel really good. And then all of a sudden I get fatigued again. And now I have to take a break again. And it's the idea of, like, balance in everything you do. And, like, I really am trying to figure out, like, where does addiction actually lie in the mind of everyone? And how can it be used to benefit the whole as much as possible? Like, people are addicted to feelings over everything, I would say. Like, the feeling of happiness or the feeling of gratitude. Like, those are two of the highest ones. Like, authenticity is really great. And feeling like you can be your true self to the world around you. It's like, I was debating on putting on a shirt before recording this. And I was like, I haven't worn clothes all day. Like, no one's at my house. So, like, I put on sweatpants and was like, yeah, that's about it. And I just, like, hopped in here and was like, I need to talk about this shit. Because, like, it's been, like, burning in me all day. Like, thinking about, like, addiction and how bad it actually can be. And everyone has addictions. Like, I really hope, like, you can realize what your addictions are. And no matter how good you're doing or how bad you're doing, you can always make yourself better. And the goal really is personal excellence. Like, how great can you become to the point where you're so great that other people don't think you're, like, even human? Like, is that possible? Like, how legendary can one person become? Like, I'm like, I guess it's theoretical, but, like, you have people who are, like, absurdly intelligent, and it's just so many examples of it. So I'm not even gonna list any names, but when you look at these people with extreme intelligence and you're wondering, how did they become this intelligent? They became addicted to learning. And they fully adopted the growth mindset where they're learning from everything and everyone. And that is the only way to, like, really become so intelligent. It's like, I feel like there's some genetic necessity to being a genius, but a lot of the ideas of how to become intelligent and how to be a genius can be taught to people. And I think that's really important for people to know that you're not necessarily born being stupid, and that intelligence is something you can teach someone. Like, you can teach someone how to be smarter. I think that's really important for people to understand. Just so, like, the idea of reflecting on addiction and, like, personal excellence and, like, becoming a more intelligent being, like, you start to see it all. It all comes back to, like, being highly conscious of yourself and your own life, being self-aware of the things you want, aligning with your values, and moving in the direction that is going to fulfill you as a human being. Whether that fulfillment comes from purpose, money, or whatever else, I mean, those are really the only two things that come to my mind. I think that at the end of the day, like, purpose will always fulfill you more, as you can be filled with purpose and not have money and be happy, but you can have money and not, and no purpose and be unhappy. It's like when you're doing something knowing that it's the thing in your heart that tells you, like, I am happy, and that's what it comes down to me. Or it comes down to for me. Let me know your thoughts. I am really happy to have video for these now. So far, that's really all I got. I just wanted to talk to you about addiction real quick and let you know some thoughts. And if you have any thoughts yourself, please leave comments. I'm going to post this on the audio platforms as well, but I'm going to start gearing these more towards YouTube videos and really start making, like, videos dedicated to, like, helping people with their mindsets. I love focusing on addictions and it's where, like, everything with psychedelics came in, like, substance abuse and, like, how to help people, like, overcome addictions and, like, unlike vaping, this time I just did it based on the fact that when I rub up against death to a certain degree in life, I, like, have to make choices and you get visions of the future. You start to realize, like, how bad life can be if you go down certain paths. And, you know, everyone's going to rub up against death at some point in their life. And hopefully you learn from your mistakes before your mistakes make your life. Yeah. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. If there's something to take away from this video, reflect on your addictions and figure out what addictions you have that add to your life and what that subtract, and how to balance the ones that are adding to your life so they don't start to subtract, and how to take out the ones that are subtracting from your life one by one, starting with the ones that are impacting you to the lowest, or I guess impacting you at the highest degree. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Nate Sarantino.